right? And we drank Wednesday night. Oh, Thursday. Well, it gives us a couple days before the weekend. Thursday night we drank. And I thought I was changing my mind. No, I was being hijacked by an obsession. All right? A thought that hijacks me. A thought that takes possession of me without my permission and without my decision. A thought, people say, oh, I decided to drink. And I really start challenging them if they're open to it. Did you really decide? All right? And that's why Bill says we have a daily reprieve. That's the shield we get by the end of the ninth step. That shield that protects us from the vulnerability of obsession. That's what sanity and insanity mean in the big book, at least in my understanding of it. Sanos meaning health. Somebody mentioned it the other night in her talk. It means health, healthy thinking. All right? Now, our thinking is, before we have the gift of recovery, our thinking is, it'll be different this time. Oh, I'm going to eat a sandwich before I go out. I'm going to drink a quarter buttermilk when I go. I'm going to drink some olive oil. I won't drink wine. Oh, I won't drink beer. I won't drink tequila. I mean, these are from my personal experiences of attempting to manage it. Of course, it never worked, all right? But my mind, not only did it think that it would be different this time, my mind thought it would be better this time. That's real insanity. Because of the sequence of events that are plain to anybody except me. And the reason that I was able to see that was that autobiography that I did in that hospital program where I put it on paper and then read it out loud, and I had an experience with it. When he took me through step two, at that point he hadn't taken me through unmanageability. That was at 10 years of sobriety, I had that experience. When he took me through step two, he took me through chapter four, which I read, and I thought, well, that's primitive. Don't you know I have an advanced degree in theology? Yeah, right. And yet, he asked me two questions, and if you haven't asked yourself these two questions, perhaps it might help you have a new experience. When you're home, not particularly now, but when you're home and quiet, write out an answer to this question after thinking about it. What do you actually believe about God or higher power or higher spirit or the source or the force or the energy? Whatever the word is that you use for the step two, step three synonym for the power, what do you actually believe? Write it out. It'll be interesting. No, we're serious. It will be interesting to you, and maybe you read it to your sponsor. That'd be nice. But then he asked me the second question after I had written it out and read it, and he said, oh, that's really good, Herb, actually. You should publish that. And I thought, well, of course. Then he sent me home to write out an answer to the second question. How do you behave in light of what you said you believe? Kicked my butt. Because there was no integration, correlation between what I thought and how my feet moved. I didn't do daily meditation. I act as if I was the power and that God was like a pitch hitter, like Bill says in the 12 and 12, called when needed, right? And what I discovered, given my background as a traditional Catholic, that all of the concepts and all of the knowledge and all of the traditions I had was the very impediment to my relationship with the mystery. All my thoughts, all my approaches, all my whatever the consciousness was the very shadow blocking me from the light. And I had to release it. This man quoted Einstein.